This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Let's talk to Sean in Downingtown. Hey, Sean.
Morning. Good morning, everybody. Listen, Rube, back in like 2007, I met you at the Oxford Valley Mall. There was a drugstore. And I think you were the assistant GM at the time. And you were such a gentleman, and it was a great conversation with you until I brought up Aaron Rowan, who was impending free agent at that time. And I could tell you didn't want to get into it after that.
You're like, hey, you going to sign him or not? Tell me, Rube.
As I brought up that, he went south on me.
Privy information, man. I don't talk about
agents. Yeah, he's doing his job. I mean, come on.
No, it was funny, but total gentleman to talk to, and a man of many hats for sure. But listen, I think with Wheeler, I think there is a 30% chance he could decide to retire, maybe not come back. I mean, he seems like a family man, health before baseball. But we'll have to see what happens there. I guess I would ask this question, though. I would pose this question because I'm curious why Jordan Romano was still on this baseball team. With
we all are,
ERA.
Sean.
Rube.
Like,
please explain.
Sean, I get it that you know, roster spots, and we saw Nolan Hoffman last night. I mean, he stinks too. Like, who is he? But like, Ruben, I mean, for this team, it's a serious team contending. Every time they roll Romano out there,
when they get to the 13th man, I think in the bullpen, I think there's a couple of factors here. One, you have a guy that if they feel like if he can get it going, he has the ability to get some people out, and so they want to try to keep as much depth as possible.
So you're saying his ceiling is higher in their eyes than other guys.
Correct.
Is that, okay.
Because when
so is his ERA this month. It's around 17.
No doubt. He gave up a couple of big home runs. When he hangs the breaking ball, it gets whacked around. There's
he
no
appears
question.
Shocked every time.
Hold on. I'm going to do an impression. Who am I?
Yeah. It doesn't. And
every home run. But, oh, I did it again. Damn. Yeah.
His hair got so poofy, too. His hair, did you notice?
It's poofier than it was.
It is massive. Yeah. He has to be not cutting it for
I would
a
assume.
Reason.
I do not know. I've not asked him. But
tell him to shave his head like
it,
Sirianni.
Yeah, actually, right. Yeah, that might.
I think they're just trying to keep as much depth as they possibly can at this stage of the game. And you know, they're going to have to make a very, very difficult decision here shortly because today is the day.
So I was going to get into it. Today is the day.
So Alvarado's coming on. And they're going to have to make another move. I do believe that sent the kid out.
Hoffman, again. He got his shot last night.
Goodbye. Last night, Hoffman, that was horrendous.
It was awful. Right?
It's your first opportunity.
He was visibly nervous.
Only opportunity,
very, very
John.
Nervous. Yeah. And they wanted the guy home.
Wait,
you, no, he didn't.
No. He gave up.
His second hitter, the
actually
first
threw
guy.
Strikes.
No, he actually threw two.
Cal Raleigh,
it was a single, then a double, and then
he punched out Raleigh. But I think
that was a good pitch.
They wanted to see him because he's got a different angle. He's a sidewinder. Yes. They don't have a sidewinder. Mm. Hey, maybe he's a guy. I don't know if they got him before August 1st or not. I'm not sure. I think that they did. But to see whether he's a guy that can be a situational right-handed, sidewinder type of a guy. I don't blame him. I mean, again, it's the 13th guy that took a look. They're going to send him back down and let him pitch some more. Who knows? We'll see what happens with him. Yeah. But I think more than anything else, they're trying to keep as much depth as they possibly can. And I think the fact that, right now, Romano's not going to pitch in the tight. He's not going to pitch in those situations where... plus situations. They have plenty of guys to do that, and I think they're just hoping that at some point he can start snapping off that breaking ball, because when it's good, it's really good.
It is. Yeah, it just hasn't been good much. Sean, no, you got an answer for TV theme song?
Yeah, absolutely, and I just don't want to see Romano near my postseason bullpen, but theme song, got a banger for you. Golden Girls, thank you for being a friend. I think that's an all-timer right there.
So it's that's a great haymaker.
Let me tell you, Mike.
Thank you for being a friend. Doon, 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 doon. Travel down the road and back again. Doo, doo, doon, doon. You know, like... Okay, we'll come back with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my
one.
Wife, yeah, you better. My wife taught it to my daughter, so Zoe's been going around the house singing the Golden Girls theme lately, and it's phenomenal.
It's been such a great
addition to my life. You're listening to 94 WIPHD1 Philadelphia Broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Yeah, that's a potential winning answer.
You know, just the message, too, and the way they time it up for the intro for Golden Girls.
Yep.
If you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Steve.
That is one of the most poignant intros of all time on television. Really, really means so much to me deep down inside.
Yeah, and what the show is, it's an exemplification of it. I totally agree. It's a beautiful thing, the Golden Girls theme song. All right, hopefully we'll hear it coming up next. You never know with Fran Rojas. You might not have been listening. You might not know it's a Golden Girls theme song. You might be Googling the
I don't know. What were you guys talking about?
All right, back to the phones in a minute. Rob Manfred was on with Sunday Night Baseball, the Little League World Series game from Williamsport. Very cool. Like that they do that. I wish the Mets hadn't won it, but it was fun to watch.
And you like the Pennsylvania kids who were cheering when Pete Alonso got struck out?
Those were my guys right there. Shout out to those kids. Yeah, they got it. They represented us well.
They knew the game plan and they executed it perfectly.
They knew what was expected of
Correct.
Them.
Correct.
Now, what's expected of him, Rob Manfred, totally separate discussion. Rob Manfred talking to the Sunday Night Baseball crew, including John's good friend Carl Ravitch on the call. Rob Manfred, I can't wait to hear tomorrow's reaction, John's reaction to this. Rob Manfred said this.
In my mind, I think if we expand, it provides us with an opportunity to geographically realign. I think we could save a lot of wear and tear on our players in terms of travel. And I think our postseason format would be even more appealing for, entities like ESPN, because you'd be playing up out of the east, out of the west, and that 10 o'clock time slot where we, sometimes get Boston, Anaheim, would be two West Coast teams. And that 10 o'clock slot that's a problem for us sometimes becomes a real opportunity for our West Coast audience. So I think, I think the owners realize that there's demand for Major League Baseball in a lot of great cities, and that we have an opportunity to do something good around that expansion process.
Yeah, usually I feel like, when these type of things happen, it's Joe DiCamera saying, I hate this, and me and John being like, no, listen, evolving is good, change is good. This is not good. I am Joe DiCamera today. This is...
like, I don't even have the words to say how much this upsets me. He's talking about adding teams in Nashville, likely in Nashville and Charlotte, adding two teams, going to 32 teams, expanding the divisions, eight teams making the playoffs all of a sudden. It's like a free-for-all. We're already talking about how chaotic it is. And then, oh, John, tell me about how you would like your division to be the Red Sox, the Mets, the Yankees, and the Phillies. That sounds fun. Three other teams that actually compete and spend about a bunch of money and try and win. Sweet. Now, yes, it'd be a fun division in terms of a bunch of powerhouses, but certainly not good for the Phillies. Ruben Amaro Jr., you hear this, the idea of baseball expanding, changing divisions. This also, for those who can't put it together, no more American League and National League, that means. Done. Over. American
League
and
National
League.
They're going to have names like the NHL did.
It'll just be done. They won't be leagues anymore. It'll just be, it'll be like, they're all there. They're all the divisions. It's geographical. Ruben Amaro, your thoughts?
I actually don't really have that much of a problem with
Ruben,
it. Believe it or not. Yeah.
No!
I really don't. I mean, if you look at, think about what they did with Milwaukee and Houston and switching leagues, nobody cares about it now.
But that's not, we're getting rid of the American National League. You're fine with that? Like, fine, let's move on from baseball?
I think it's gotten to the point where there are so many teams that you sort of have to realign them. I mean, you have to put them in the right space.
Why?
Now,
they play everyone already anyway. The whole schedule is you play every team season anyway.
Yeah, the travel does become an issue, and it is difficult for 162 games. I got no problem with more teams being there. The only issue that I have is
the playoffs is a disaster. That's way too many teams.
I think there's too many teams. That would be the only pushback.
There are already owners who don't spend money as it is. You've got owners in markets who spend no money, and we're going to add more teams. We need more teams now.
I think that's
we've already got teams that are irrelevant because they don't spend money. They don't care. Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, whatever. You can go through these teams that are like yearly not competing, not spending money. Fans don't care, and we're going to add teams now? That's more teams is better?
I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a system whereby there's going to be a floor where they're going to be forced to have to pay for their payroll.
So that's a salary cap. I don't think you have a floor without a cap.
I think they'll have some sort of stronger level of tax or whatever the case may be. I know that some of the teams have just forgotten about it and bypass it, but I got to believe at some point there's going to be a space where the owners are going to have some sort of floor where it's, I don't know what the number is, 100 million, 150 million, where they're going to have to at least utilize some of the money that they're getting from, you know, from
revenue sharing yes.
to pay for their player salaries. And I think that's fair. But I really don't have that much of a problem with it. I am curious to see how they're going to break things up. I'm fascinated by that and how they all of the owners will agree to all this, because it's always at the end of the day, it's about the money.
Yep.
And I'm fascinated by that, but I got no problem with having two more teams. It's just for me, it's about the playoffs and, you know, making sure that the best teams, really the best teams, are competing for, you know, the world championship.
Richie, your thoughts?
As long as the best teams can play for the world championship, that's the key point. Why do we have all the best teams in our division? Again, can we stipulate that we have four people every year, four teams automatically coming from East?
Is that what it's called? Would that be?
We're called East.
I don't know yet.
I think it is proposed.
East. Yeah.
Yeah.
Northeast. Northeast, Southeast.
I'm open-minded.
I'm not.
If you make it better.
Nope.
I don't know.
I hate it.
That what I've heard. I need to hear more.
Yeah. Look, I hate it. I don't need to hear more. I'm out.
All right, Joe DeCamera.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
staying open-minded.
It's rare. It's so rare that I'm with Joe on the... And I don't even need Joe to be
here.
Here's
the crazy part, and Ruben will be the first one to tell you. Ruben and I agree on nothing. Yeah. And he knows this very well.
Very little.
I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued for a reason. I mean, I think people forget... For the geographic component, when Arizona used to be in our Arizona Cardinals used to be in the division, and it was always stupid, and the Eagles always lost out there, which used to drive me insane.
Well, this is going to be bad for the Phillies if it happens.
It is with the, you know, with, well, listen, So all I'll have to say is if it does get that way and it's, you've got the Yankees and you've got the Mets.
Phillies will be the least spending team in the division.
I don't want to hear that we have spending constraints.
Well, but that's going to be the problem.
I understand that.
Issue.
Yeah,
so,
it is. But, yeah. But you can't not do something because...
No, I don't like the idea of expanding the playoffs to more teams. I don't like expanding. I don't like the idea of
the
getting rid of...
stuff.
I hate it.
I mean, I think that they're where they are right now
is perfect.
That should be the limit. I mean, I think it's too much myself as it is. But
I could be one less right now in each league. I would be fine with that, but not more.
I would not be a proponent of more because then you're just, you're giving trophies to the second place.
Yeah, you're diluting the whole thing. It's already chaotic like we talked about with what they have now. 215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on the...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Rob Manfred thing. I am shocked that the panel is not a little more anti this Rob Manfred idea. I hate it. I hate it.
Some open-minded people here.
All caps. I hate it.
I'm never open-minded, James.
I know. I thought
you
Rhea.
Know that.
If no one else, Rhea would be freaking ready to bulldog Rob Manfred with me, and she wasn't. I'm disappointed.
Wow.
John, I mean...
I heard that they recorded a new version of the theme song every year for Golden Girls.
No way.
Did they really?
Yeah, like keep it fresh. Sometimes,
really?
Yeah, sometimes people would do that. What else? There were some like hidden secrets, like Alan Thicke wrote it's a song that we have not mentioned.
Mm-mm. Well, you can't say it. Mm-mm.
So I'm not going to say it. But, father from one sitcom wrote the song for another sitcom, which was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And a really good song, by the way. And who knew? And at that time, we didn't know that Alan Thicke was a musician. We didn't know his son.
Mm.
Wait, sorry. Was it Alan Thicke and Robin Thicke?
Yeah, Robin
his son
Thicke.
Robin.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, now we know that there's good musical tendencies in that family. But at that point in time, we just knew he was Mr. Seaver.
I know.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Mr. Seaver wrote this song for this other sitcom? Yeah. What in the world? This is the most bizarre concept to my 8-year-old mind. But it's over.
It's over. It happened. It was a beautiful
thing.
I made
it through that.
215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll see if you make it through your bout with Elliot Shore Parks. We'll bring Elliot Shore Parks on in 5 minutes. Elliot has been very concerned about what he's seen from the Eagles this training camp so far. Richie has not. They will go at it. We'll also hear what happened this weekend with the Eagles and all that. 215-592-9494. Until then, it's you on the phones. Let's talk to Jordan in Princeton. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, morning show. Good morning, James. Good morning, everyone else. How are we today?
Hey, Jordan.
DeCamera really taking advantage of that unlimited PTO policy that Odyssey has at WIP, right? I mean, I'm getting feedback from my friends. They like this format of the show better, so I think it's the morning show with Richie and Seltzer. Don't quote me on this, but program directors got to get together. This has been a nice thing. Everyone likes the positivity that's coming out of the Seltzer and Richie combo, me included.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very kind.
Thanks, Jordan.
Very kind. I will say, you are right. It does seem like Joe has unlimited days. I will say that.
I can't get over how obsessed people are about the time taking off. Let me just point out, as I do every time, we are held to an exact standard, and they only allow us to take exactly what we've earned. That's the way it works.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. I'm good with it.
I see it all over social media, like, ooh, and I'm going, you work for a company. They tell you what your days off that you get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been here a million years. I get 1,000 days off.
Thank you for rubbing that in our face.
I don't use them. She doesn't use them all. No. I use them now more because Angelo used to never let me use them.
Yeah, sure.
He was just like, no, you can't take off when I'm off.
Yeah, it's great. Real nice.
You've earned them more than anybody.
Agreed.
I mean, if anyone's earned her time off, it's Rhea. She's got to be the adult in the room. She's got to be the mom to the children that are there.
Jordan,
sometimes.
Don't.
And I'm talking about you, fellas.
Yeah.
Continue.
All right, that's good. Yeah, I like that. I can go with that. All right, what do you got in the fills, my friend?
I just don't think we're ever going to see Zach Wheeler pitch a game again, and I'd like to congratulate him on a successful career and support him.
How about that take?
I just don't. I mean, I'm a father. He's a father. We got a lot of parents on this call. Your health is your wealth. It comes first. And I just don't see a scare. This isn't, I gave Tommy John. It's not, I have an MCL tear. This kills you. This can kill you. And if that's enough to freak him out to the point where he wants to focus on his family and his body, I couldn't be more supportive. Now, on the flip side, this is a team that is resilient. And just like we saw last night, if we can have, good to mediocre starting pitching, but if the offense can come back, then this can still be a World Series team. We got to not score 12 runs in the first game of a series and then zero for the next two and keep some consistency there. But as long as the offense can get together and do that, then I still have very high hopes for this team. And it did look to me like Harper took the motivation last night and turned it into those two beautiful home runs. Those are great calls
Tank
by Tom McCarthy. Holy cow, were those great calls.
Yeah. And Trey Turner hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park. It finally happened. What a thrill, you know?
We didn't think that was ever going to happen again. So I'm still, there was some trouble over the weekend, to get a 6-0 lead against the Nats and then blow it is incredibly distressing. But offense will win you a baseball game. John Madden said that the team that scores the most points is going to win the game. So as long as we can take that philosophy, we're going to be able to pitch around Wheeler. But, my genuine belief is that we've seen him throw his last baseball in the majors, and that would sadden me. I just want
What is going on?
He's got a lot of beeping.
Jordan, give us
beeping.
An answer. Because your phone's been horrible. You got an answer for a TV theme song, Jordan?
I'm going to sing it just to embarrass my wife. If you walk through the garden, you better watch your back.
Well, I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow track.
Not too bad.
The Wire, and they changed it every year.
Every
Tom
year.
Waits, Down in a Hole. Great theme song. I just, if I can say, on the expansion team, we don't need two more teams in baseball. I saw the Rockies on Thursday.
Yep.
You want to know how much fun it is to go to a failing expansion team's
I'm
baseball
telling you,
game?
Dude. I'm
I'll
telling
save you.
You
the time. It's not.
Great call,
it's
Jordan.
Not.
Great call. And I agree with you. The Wire is a great answer. Another one where they did change it. It was a different version each year. Tom Waits, I think, was season two, even though it's his song. The Neville Brothers did one. Waylon Jennings. It's pretty cool. All right. 215-592-9494. Back to phones in a sec. Ruben, what Jordan was just talking about there, and we're coming to Elliott Shore Parks in a minute. What he was just talking about there, Richie and I have talked about it with the potential for Wheeler retiring. You know, this is something that was put in our minds recently with that article, the Matt Gelb article with Zach Wheeler, where he talked in 2 years, I'm out, I'm done, was very finite about it. You hear this, you know, in news, you're Zach Wheeler, you know Zach at least a little bit, you've been around him. The balance of you know, the rest of his life with his kids versus, you know, it ending this way, you know, take us inside as much as you can that decision.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't know Zach that well to be able to help make that decision or think, you know, to speak intelligently about it. But I do know his family means a lot to him. And, you know, this is about his life. And, you know, I would support, and as the caller stated, I would support anything that he, I mean, this is about the man's life. He's got a long life ahead of him, God willing, and, you know, he wants to be there for his kids. I do believe that if he feels like there's not a risk of him having this recur, I think that he probably will try to come back and pitch. I think that that's sort of in his nature. But if he decides that it is a risk and he wants to shut it down, then that's his prerogative. I mean, this is a man's life. So
yeah.
I would have absolutely no problem with it. And I would had the privilege of watching him develop as one of the best pitchers in the game. I think you heard Trey Turner talk about it. Mm-hmm. Over the last 5 years. He may very well be the best pitcher in baseball. And what he's done for this city has been fantastic. I know that he hasn't won a ring. I know that he hasn't won a Cy Young Award, but God knows that this is a guy that has made a really great impact on this ball club and this city.
215-592-9494 to chime in on all of that. Back to the phones in a few minutes. Let's go out on the guest line, and let's talk to our buddy Elliott Shore Parks. Elliott Shore Parks, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliott Shore Parks, of course, of the Go Birds podcast, our beat reporter here at WIP, and someone who I believe might battle with John Ritchie in a minute. How you doing, E?
Well, excited to hear what that's about, but excited to be on nonetheless. Yeah.
So let's just get into it, and we'll hear what happened over the weekend with practice and all that a little bit later. But John gave an impassioned speech about an hour ago or so, saying how he is tired of the kind of the vibe coming out from camp from a lot of the reporters, really the vast majority of reporters, about it really being a rough camp and the Eagles not looking great and the joint practices, losing the joint practices. So just from your perspective, your opinion on, you know, kind of how this has been a bit of a down camp from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe in this instance, it's important to point out, like, it's not just me. It's not like
lot of the reporters. Yep, yep.
Right, right. Well, the reason I'm saying that is to say that, like, we don't control what happens out on the practice field. You know, like, I'm not the one out there not throwing touchdowns. Like, Jalen Hurts is not throwing touchdowns. I'm not the one out there at the second cornerback spot not winning the job. Like, Adoree hasn't won it. Like, Keeley hasn't won it. So I understand coming off of a Super Bowl, people probably don't want to hear that the camp's not been great, but this is one of the challenges that the team is going to face this year. Like the 2024 Eagles, you know, that's not the roster we're watching out there. Like the team that played in the Super Bowl is not the team in training camp that we're reporting on and that we're trying to convey to fans how they're playing. Like that's not that team. So I understand, again, like the excitement of last year, and I think they're going to be a very good team. But I do not think they are having a great training camp. And frankly, I wouldn't even like ignore what the reporters are saying. Listen to what they're saying. Like Fangio said yesterday, normally at this point, you want somebody to have won that job when speaking about the cornerback job.
So we've got one spot where we have some uncertainty, the outside cornerback spot. We do have a young man in Cooper DeJean who has demonstrated an ability to play both outside cornerback, nickel, slot cornerback,
well,
and
no,
safety.
I mean, he hasn't.
So
he's not
whoever, whoever we don't have of those positions, he can fill in. I think that's part of why you're seeing him play at corner, at safety, at nickel, because he really right. can even it out. And they're going to keep going back to the well and bringing guys in until they find the right guy. I am not concerned, as concerned, I guess, as you are that this is going to be a problem as we enter the season. Guys get released at crazy moments during the preseason. A vet would go a long way. But maybe it's a safety they decided to go with. And Cooper DeJean has proven he's got the versatility to literally do everything. In my mind, he's part of the reason why the defense is as good as it is and was as good as it was and will be as great as it will grow into this season. He's at safety, nickel, or corner.
Well, unfortunately, he can't play all three, right? So, I mean,
but
he can only play
one. That's the point.
One.
He can fill in where we need it.
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is you said he's demonstrated an ability to play safety and outside corner. That's not true. He's not played them in the NFL. We don't know
he's
if he can play
them in
out.
Practice. And I can, correct. I'm well, really not, impressed by his ability to do these things in practice, by his ability to go inside, right. outside, and safety.
Right.
And by the way, this whole the idea that we lost our practice against the Browns too. I felt like that is the root of a lot of the problem here. I watched that Browns practice. I watched Jalen throw behind his receivers all day because he was rushed the entire day because Myles Garrett was in our backfield the second the ball was snapped, it felt like, most of the time. I mean, he was absolutely harassed. And he's trying to throw to whom? A.J. Brown is standing on the sideline with a baseball cap on. And so, you know, that's his go-to in many cases. I know he's a little light on weapons as well during this camp. Where, for me, for my money, the idea of going out there 2 days in a row and hitting, that is brutal. And I know because we used to do that. I don't think these guys are as used to it. And I could see the soreness on him. I could see the soreness on both sides. But I didn't think that put a damper on the performance as much as these guys are working their way through it, but it's not the stars. It's Saquon standing and watching, AJ standing and watching, Jalen running for his life because Myles Garrett is just that good. And so I do think there were some circumstances that worked against this team past just them underperforming.
Yeah, so I mean, it sounds like we agree a lot more than maybe James insinuated. Like, you agree they weren't good against the Browns. That's exactly what I said. They were not good against the Browns. You agree they should probably go out and add a veteran corner, a safety. Mm-hmm. I agree with that too, right? So, but I think where maybe we differ is, like, I'm not just going to say, well, they're having all these problems and no big deal. When the season begins, they'll all fix themselves. Like, maybe it will, right? Like, maybe week one, Dallas, they'll go out, they'll look awesome, and it'll be, none of this matters.
Yeah, I think you should have more faith that this team who just put it all together and
that's
won
what I'm
it
saying.
All.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt more than
can figure this out better than what is being indicated. And I'm telling I don't think it's not – I don't think it's supposed to look that easy running the football the way that it looked against the Cleveland Browns in practice. And that's with Shipley and A.J. Dillon. Both were breaking loose all day long. And Darius Cooper is a hidden gem. Darius Cooper, I've been so impressed with the way he's looked, but then in the preseason game, we didn't see much of him, you know, on the TV copy, that the official preseason game. Darius Cooper they're holding him. They're holding him for the regular season. We were told by our owner that Ben Van Sumeren was going to be utilized.
Hold on. So you think they're holding Darius Cooper for the regular season
so that
he can make an impact?
They're not showing
anything. That's why you
think
the offense is struggling. You think Darius Cooper is going to be their hidden weapon for the regular season? They're holding him back now.
No,
not
but
showing
I think he'll
anything.
Make the team.
yeah, he'll make the team. He'll probably also be inactive. Like, Darius Cooper is an exciting prospect that they might have found as an undrafted free agent. If Darius Cooper is going to be the reason
this
offense...
And the point is, they're not going to show him or anything else. They're not going to show the new plays with the fullback that we were told by the owner is going to be a part of the offense. Like, I do think they are keeping it so close to the vest that you can't judge what they're doing.
Well, but here's where I guess I disagree. Like, I've seen, and you've been parts of training camps. Like, you've watched training camps, and I've watched training camps, right? And, like, it's not like they have some new philosophy this year that, okay, 2025, we're going to hide all the fullback plays in camp. And because of that, our offense isn't going to look good. But then when the regular season begins, we're going to unleash the fullback in Darius Cooper. Like, that's not what's happening. They always, you're right, to a certain degree, hold back stuff in practice. But I know that based off other training camps I've seen, they don't look as good as they did in past years. Like, we can just say, yes, believe them, and I think there's truth to that. But it's not a lie that Jalen has thrown fewer touchdowns in training camp this year than he has any other year he's been the quarterback for this team in training camp. Like, by
he's
a wide margin.
He's thrown it a lot fewer times.
No, that's not true. He's not thrown it fewer times. He has thrown it roughly the same amount of times. So,
all right. Well, your stats support whatever you want.
They don't support whatever I want. They're just the stats, right? Like they are the stats. Last year,
okay, use them as you will. I don't think they're as important as you do, and I think they're trying new things. I think that's what camp is. You learn what this team is good at during camp, and right now, when they're doing their best to hide everything with this new offensive coordinator, caller. You're not going to see a powerhouse performance in the pre. They don't care the way it looks.
Do you think they've attacked this training camp differently than they attacked last year's training camp?
Probably with a new offensive coordinator and play caller.
They had a new offensive coordinator and new play caller last year.
So that was different, don't you think?
Why?
Because it's a new offensive coordinator and play caller.
Right. So, no, that's what I'm saying. You're saying this year that they're holding things back because they have a new offensive coordinator and play caller.
I think they hold things back every year.
So then why some years do they look better than others? If the philosophy is every year that we're going to hold things back and we're going to like keep it for week one, why?
I don't know. Maybe because A.J. Brown was practicing in other years. Maybe because other stars like Saquon Barkley, who really didn't have much of an opportunity to play and practice against the Browns, or at all in the preseason game.
So Saquon has had over 100 touches in training camp this year. That's like probably 30 or 40 more touches than he had in training camp last year.
Against the Browns?
No, against the Browns on day two, you're right. He did not practice a ton. I guess what I'm saying is, like, yes, it's possible that come week one, all these concerns that we see end up not being a problem, and they probably will.
I doubt all the concerns will not end up being problems. Some of them will be problems, but we will be a lot better off than what feels like the doom that all assume is upon this team. I think this team is going to dominate people this year.
Okay, you could be right. I think they probably will win 11 games, right? Like 11, 12 games, somewhere in that range. But like the practices are the practices, and there could be reasons for it, but I'm not the only one coming out of these practices saying they're not looking good. Jalen is not having
And I can tell you, sometimes you can't even get out of bed after you've hit 2 days in a row when they have not hit at all. When you're trying to get out there and get moving, it's not exactly the easiest thing to get going. I think that's part of the problem too. I'd like to see them toughen up in that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Respect. But hey, I'm open mind. I do believe this team will be outstanding. It just hasn't looked that way quite yet. I'm not worried that the team is broken as a result of what I've seen during training camp.
Agreed. I don't think the team is broken either. I think they will be a good team this year. But I also think that, they are not – the issues are the issues. Like Fangio is saying it. The offensive coordinator, Petullo, Nick Sirianni is saying it. Like they're having too many negative plays on offense. And I agree that A.J. Brown not being out there is part of it. But also to an extent, like we can sit here and say, AJ's not out there. Landon's not out there. Zach Bond has missed a lot of camp. Like that's a problem too, that I would guess that the core 11 guys we think are going to play the most on offense have probably taken less than 100 snaps together so far in training camp, and training camp's over tomorrow. So they're just not getting that work in that they would because of the injuries. And again, it'll all be okay.
And that's the way it is everywhere in the NFL now, and we just have to suspend our disbelief that this is the type of work that they need to get ready for the regular season.
Well,
it doesn't feel like it would have gotten me ready.
I don't think they are ready.
It seems like it works for them by the time the season starts.
It's not. Saquon said it. The first 4 weeks of the season are preseason.
The first month of the
season. That's the point. I think they just do it differently, where now they look at the first month of the season as part of that process that you guys did in training camp preseason to get ready for the season. They almost just take the first four games and say, all right, this is our version of that, you know, which is, it's different for sure. Elliot, the Eagles made a trade over the weekend. Didn't get a ton of thought. And look, relates to the Darius Cooper making the team thing. John Mechie, your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think this is a good example of just taking advantage of what's probably an underappreciated asset right now and taking a flyer on it. Like, they don't need a receiver, right? Like, I don't think this is about the bottom half of the roster at receiver not playing well. I don't think this is about them not liking Darius Cooper. I think this guy was drafted 44th overall. I think it was 2 years ago. They clearly liked him in that draft process, didn't draft him, and they trade him for a guy in Harrison Bryant that probably was not going to make the team, like maybe might have, but you basically give up a player that did not have a big role on your team for a flyer. So I think John Mechie will probably make the team. If you look at the history of Howie, when he acquires people in that final week of training camp, they normally do make the team, but there's 2 days of practice left starting today at 10 o'clock, and then they have their final preseason game. So I'm excited to see him out there. His career up till this point for a variety of issues has probably not gone how he's wanted. But he comes back to, he's back with Devontae. We'll see. So I think it's a smart trade to make. I think it's a good flyer to make. And, you know, we'll see if it works out.
A lot of people supposed it was because of something going on behind the scenes, worries behind the scenes at the wide receivers, but you do not feel that way.
No, I don't. I don't. No, I
agree.
I agree
with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is just about he was a second round
pick. It's pedigree.
This,
it's impossible for guys to lay off. The front office guys, if they see someone who is drafted 44th, holy cow, he's available. Holy cow.
Well,
yeah,
especially if they did a bunch of work on him and they liked him. And if they had been at 44, they would have taken him there. And it's like, oh, now we can get our development guys on him, you know?
Yeah, totally. And now we can get our coaches teaching him football our way. We know we can bring the best out of this guy.
Yeah, it's fascinating. In fact, I mean, it seems like something the Eagles have been doing a lot of Zach Berman tweet out, since the start of 2024, the Eagles have added 28 players who were drafted in the first three rounds by another team. It's fascinating. Elliot, one more for you. It's the Twitter poll question of the day today, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armand Chevrolet. And it's a question you're more uniquely suited to answer, I think, than even the Twitter audience, because it's about who do you want to win the job, not who do you think. And you're there every day. You see how these guys practice. You see how they've been playing. So who do you want to win the cornerback job between Ja'Quarian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, and Kelee Ringo? Just, you know, I know you're a reporter, but if you could step back and say, what do you think is best for the Eagles if that person wins the job?
So I think when camp started, without question, the best possibility for them, and probably the ones the fans wanted too, was Kelee Ringo. Like, that would have been the best case. He's young. He's been with the team. Like, that's who you wanted to step up and win the job. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. So out of Adoree Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett, I think it's very clear. Like, you want Ja'Quarian to win that job. If they can somehow end this year with Ja'Quarian Bennett having played 800-plus snaps at outside corner for them at a high level, like, that's an awesome, awesome outcome, because he's also young like Kelee. He obviously has not been here as long, but he is someone that then you could potentially have grow with Quinyon, Cooper, the safeties, and the defense, where he could be here for a few years. I think Adoree Jackson, if it ends up being him all year, that's probably a disappointing outcome for the team, because he is a free agent after the year. He is an older veteran. He's just not a building block piece. So I think Ja'Quarian Bennett would be the, you know, outside of Kelee, I would say it's Ja'Quarian.
All right, Elliot. And you said the schedule for the week, practice and the game is on Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah, the game is Friday. So
Friday.
Yeah, so they have two more days of practice of training camp. Today, tomorrow, off Thursday, game Friday, and then
it's over, like, right? Then technically, and then training camp is over.
Best time of the year is over, so that'll be the end of that.
Poor Elliot Chair Parks.
I know. And then final cuts will begin, and sooner or later, you'll be able to yell "Dallas sucks" because it'll be Dallas.
Dude, Dallas sucks, buddy. You can yell that at any time. Check out Elliot's work. Obviously, he will have his 53-man roster predictions. He's already done it, but I'm saying more as they get closer and all that. And the Go Birds Pod. Thanks, E.
Yep. Talk to you.
Thanks.
All right, pal. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Daryl. What up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Daryl.
So, chiming back in on the cornerback conversation, if you look at the Eagles draft picks right now, we have 10. But if you go back into the comp picks we might get from Mekhi Becton and for other folks, it might be a situation where Howie may pull a move on somebody. So, technically, within the next, I believe, year or so, we probably have 13 picks that he can play with to get another corner if necessary.
And he's mentioned it. He, you know, this week he's been doing interviews. He mentioned, you know, they have picks, whether it's for this year, for some of the offseason, like they have more picks than they're going to draft.
Yeah, and ideally, like you guys said earlier, I would have wanted Kelee Ringo. You know, he's homegrown corner, but it just doesn't look too promising. I think the optimistic part is, as well, if they don't go out and get anybody and they have Kelee, you know, Adoree and Bennett, that, you know, our pass rush is that strong where we can hide, you know, the deficiency at corner. So,
I don't know.
I don't either.
I'm not ready to say that.
Yeah. I feel really good either, about the interior rush thing with Ajomo and Carter. I feel much less sure.
Yeah.
After Nolan Smith, and I trust Nolan Smith, but even Nolan Smith is someone who, you know, halfway through last season we thought was a bust.
I didn't trust him.
Right?
Right.
And the other concern with Smith that I have is because of his size and how violently he plays.
He can get hurt again.
Yeah. Look, we've already seen him get hurt multiple times.
He concussed himself. He was hurt in the draft process. The first day of pads this training camp.
Yep.
he knocked himself out of the ability to even practice.
So I just worry about that, like relying on him so much. He's so important. So they're going to need, I mean, Jalix Hunt has to take a step forward. Josh Uche has to give him something. Aziz Ojulari.
Ojulari looked good in the game.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, flashed against nobody. Yeah. But yeah, John, I mean, to your point, Jalix Hunt was a safety at Princeton a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're saying, like, you are a starting edge rusher for the Eagles.
Yeah, so raw, so raw. And then behind the rawness of Jalix and Nolan, you've got some experience with Ojulari and Okoronkwo, these guys who might make it, might not. They, similar to our cornerback situation, it feels like it's just leaving a little to be desired. Yeah. You'd like it to be a little stronger. And it's they still have one more game. They still have some practice to prove that they've got what they need to show. Howie's going to go out and find the right guys, though. Remember, other teams, 32 other teams, are going to end up releasing guys who have 7 years under their belts, eight years under their belts, because they're so much more expensive than the young guy who just came in from college. And these old guys, when they're vested, when you have 3 years and two games under your belt, like when you play that, it's almost like you get a little bit of guarantee, because whereas the young guys who aren't vested, if they're cut, they're just cut.
Yeah.
And you hear about that all the time.
AJ Dillon's one of those, the vested, as opposed to not. Yeah.
It changes. As you get older, you get you don't get cut just because you're old. The NFL provides for some of the older guys some incentives for teams to keep guys like that around. And Howie always takes advantage. And so you get guys that are cheap. You get guys that are smart and experienced who can come in and help the young guys, coach them up almost, coaches on the field. That it feels like if Bennett doesn't work out, we'll bring in another one of those guys. If the edges don't quite work out, Okoronkwo, that guy, who a little, sometimes I wonder if they're going to have done enough. These old heads will be out there in abundance in just a week's time, and how he's going to go find the guy that fits.
Daryl, you got a theme song for us?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in the office right now, so I can't really sing it for extra credit. But
it's all
I know
good.
That Richie, I know one song that Richie's harmonious voice will work perfectly for, the Full House theme song.
Full House is a great answer.
Full House, you know, I know. I'm with you too. But that was a little after me.
It was a little after,
I wasn't as into the Full House. I almost thought Full House wasn't cool.
Really?
I was in college.
A little overrated.
Fran, no one cares what you think about this.
It was Friday night? Friday night.
TGIF, yeah.
TGIF. I was like in the hotel getting ready to play on Saturdays, and that would be on.
You were in that area, the San Francisco. You're out there. It's kind of, did people care about it more out there? Because it was like,
I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah,
I didn't.
I'm with John. It was a little too young for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Full House guy.
Pack
Real nine. House for me. I was right there for Full House.
Yep. Garbage. There's Jolly again.
Cheesy, very cheesy.
Cheese, Jolly.
Oh,
no
total
idea.
Cheese.
Yeah, you know. Oh well, they were all cheesy, but it is a great song. The Full House theme song is a very good song. So, potential winner. Maybe Fran will play that. We'll see what he's got on top. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenix. But what up, Eddie?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing outside of the Wheeler uncertainty? Yeah. It feels like this. If weather was descriptive of the Zach Wheeler situation, it's what I'm seeing down at the beach right now, just a bunch of rain and just really, I mean, bottom line, just really hope the guy's okay. I'd love to see him come back and pitch the way he's capable of pitching. But, I mean, you've seen blood clots just derail players' careers, like, very quickly. Like Tommy Frazier back in the mid-90s, very promising quarterback.
And Nebraska.
Almost killed him. But, so
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so just kind of, you know, rewinding it in my head, like, you know, hey, maybe if we made a play for Sandy Alcantara, which seemed like a luxury at the time, you know, we desperately need now. So it's like you can't rewrite history. But
yeah. Well, look, I'll say I'm really happy they didn't trade Andrew Painter. I mean, not that I expect him to help this year, but like just if Wheeler's, you know, gone next year, you know, I'm really happy.
Would have been helpful to you if he'd pitch better still, down there.
Yeah, but Matthew's a part of this organization, you know?
Yeah, so I just, you know, hopefully Zach Wheeler's okay and we're able to kind of find a groove prior to the postseason. Regarding the Eagles, like, you know, I've always been a big Kelee Ringo guy. I don't think his, you know, season is dead yet. I mean, he's come in his first 2 years in spot duty and has done well. He and Sidney Brown's ace in the hole are ace special teamers. So
yes, they are.
If Kelee Ringo's role on this team is to run down on kicks like your hair's on fire and then come in and, you know, I think...
And of all the great receivers the Eagles are going to face this year, torch him. You won't care about his special teams play.
Obviously, but I do...
It'll be lower down on your list.
He is a good special teams player.
But it's not the reason to keep him if he can't cover anybody.
Well, I mean, he's going to be on the roster either way.
I
can play special teams regardless.
I understand that, but
yeah.
Your number one may probably not.
How he plays cornerback will determine whether he plays cornerback. Correct. I agree. But I do agree that I think he is a guy to have on the roster because of the special teams regardless.
Yeah. And, you know, some players just take longer to develop and it may not be his time, but, you know.
Or he might not develop. It could go either way.
Yeah, it could. So anyway, I got an answer.
What do you got for a theme song, Eddie?
If I sing it, it's already been taken. I may embarrass myself, but, bone under a bad sign with a blue moon in your eyes. Just woke up this morning. The theme song of The Sopranos.
That's a great answer.
Nice.
Great answer. Yes. That song is just cool. Like, it just sounds cool. Everything about it. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on the Zach Wheeler situation. Do you believe in the Phillies without Zach Wheeler? Can they go on? I mean, of course they can. Do you think they will go on and make a real run at it? And
will your heart go on?
Will
James?
Your heart go on? Not a TV theme song, but close.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.